You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. You've had the privilege of not listening into our conversation before the episode about what happens in Tijuana on late Friday nights. We're not going to talk about that. We are going to talk about drone-related things, and we're going to do it with some personality, unlike some other drone-based podcasts. Just kidding.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm Rob, and this is episode number 506. Guys, we are so grateful that you're hanging out with us. We got a whole bunch of good questions coming up.
We do have a lot of good questions coming up, a lot of business stuff, a lot of new information, getting the deep of the deep. And I want to say, seriously, everyone, thank you for listening. And if you would, keep those reviews coming. Please, 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 please. Also, if you would just share the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. Again, special thanks to our sponsors, DroneUBook.com and videoblocks.com/drone. Why? Because you get 7 days of free access into their subscription-based library of copyright-free video, loops, music forms, songs,
hundreds
audio
of thousands,
waves,
as I understand
loops,
it.
Lots of things. You got to check it out. Videoblocks.com/drone. I want to keep the ad short because you guys like hearing good, useful content. So we're going to make sure we keep this the best podcast, which is rated number one in aviation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that's because of your questions. So keep them coming. AskDroneU.com. And do not forget, if you're thinking it, so is somebody else. Get them in.
Definitely.
Be the brave one.
Definitely get them in. All right, guys. We've got a great question today, and we're just going to get right into it. So let's go ahead and play that question, Rob.
Hi, I'm Cannon Gage, and I live in Utah, very close to the Great Salt Lake. And we get fog a lot of the year, especially during the cold time, and we get this beautiful frosting that occurs because the fog will freeze onto the trees and it looks very beautiful. Now, is it a bad idea to go flying out in the fog? Will that affect the electronics on the inside? Will it start freezing? Thank you. I really appreciate it. You have a nice day. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Cannon, for the question. Sounds like something that he deals with a lot as far as the area that he's in. So he's wondering if he can go fly in that stuff. Would you? Or should he?
No, I would not, because for me, it's illegal.
For you, it's illegal.
For anyone operating under Part 107, it is absolutely illegal. And if you can tell me where in the community-based guidelines of the AMA that it says it's okay to fly in fog, then I will believe it's okay for hobbyists to fly in fog. But in all honesty, no matter what rule you're operating under, Part 101 or Part 107, it's not legal.
And so, that's because of the line of sight issue? Is that why?
No, that's because of minimum visibility issues. That's because of weather issues.
Right.
You know,
yeah, visibility.
That you're supposed to have five, that's you know, five, this is via part, you know, 107. You're supposed to have, you know, 3 miles of visibility and 500 feet below the clouds.
Okay.
Well, fog is technically clouds. So if there's fog on the ground, there is, you know, there is no 500 foot buffer zone between you and the cloud. It's on the ground.
Yeah.
But also the bigger issue is what we call the temperature dew point spread. Okay, this is really important because if the temperature and the dew point are within 5 degrees, you're going to have fog. And what also happens is that you'll notice, and even on Phantom 3s, Phantom 4s, whether you're flying the unique Typhoon H, whatever you're flying, it's really, really important that you understand that moisture will build up on your props in fog and you'll lose the drone. In recent editions of the Mavic Pro, I've seen that it will actually notice that it's in fog, and it'll say, like, propulsion reduced, and, like, it'll start losing altitude on you.
Because that air is really heavy.
The problem is that it builds up on the bottom of the blade, and you stop creating lift.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. Moisture builds up on
dragging,
the blade.
It's dragging the drone down, essentially. Right?
Yeah, in layman's terms, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, the scientific, what's actually happening is that because the temperature and the dew point are within 5 degrees, you are having moisture build up on the propeller, and it's going to happen on the bottom of the propeller.
Right.
You're going to substantially lose lift. You're going to lose the drone. So is it a good idea to fly in fog? No. Does it look cool? Sure.
Yeah.
But Don't
do
it. It's not a good idea.
It's not safe. There's a lot of reasons not to do it.
A lot of people are going to say, like, oh, well, I've flown in fog. I've seen other people fly in fog. That's great. Do you always do what other people do? Rob?
Only if it's cool.
You got me. I have nothing to say to that.
No. Only if it's jumping off a cliff. That I will do.
If it's in Lake Powell, I'll do it. Even if it is a $500 fine.
Is it? No.
Cliff diving in Lake Powell is a $500 fine.
Since when?
Since like the early 90s, man.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
That is just disappointing because we used to do it all the time.
I still do it
all
the time. That
was the late 80s.
Still do it.
I guess we did it legally without any fines.
Now I want to like cross-check my own 90s reference here.
Hey, Ilker, would you please Google what
fact
Paul
checker.
Said? We're going to start turning the tables here.
At least our fact checker has a male name and is male. The guy who's the fact checker on what's that show? Tell Me Something I Don't Know? Jody Abergath? You think it's a girl? And then it's like, hey. And you're like, whoa.
Oops. Fact check that.
Yeah. But he's a great fact checker. I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway,
well, I guess that's a pretty simple answer then. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of complexity
with
to that.
A lot of this, you know, a lot of these drone rules and drone flying, and should I call the FAA on these drone people? What it all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is it a safety issue? Is it something that's going to affect our ability to fly in the future? And I ask you to ask yourself those two questions before you get all panties in a wad about flying in certain situations. Like, for example, you know, there was a huge thing in the community this weekend, or not this weekend, earlier this week, about a guy who was flying for the Nashville news organization and flew like 10 feet over the highway as cars were whizzing under him. And, you know, and Vic just said it so succinctly. He's like, you know, clearly many things can go wrong here. You know, this is not safe. This is not a good idea to fly.
Yeah.
And if common sense says, probably not a good idea to fly, common sense of an FAA inspector is going to say, I'm going to nail this guy because this is common sense. You shouldn't do this, which, we have another show coming up here soon, and maybe this will just be our fifth episode today that we record. The FAA has finally fined a hobbyist flyer. I got the nitty-gritty details.
Straight from the source.
Yep, you're going to hear it here first. I'm shocked. And everyone I've told this story to, who's close friend, they know what's going on. You'd think it'd be like $1,100 because everyone talks like $1,100 for this, $1,100 for that. It was $20,000.
Yeah.
So
we'll do another podcast in which you explain what happened.
Why don't
we
just go ahead and do that for the next show?
Cannot do that.
Okay, well, here we go. On that bombshell, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Guys, please leave us a review. If you have found this show informative, if you have found it valuable, it's helped you fly ever, please leave us a review or share it on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, wherever you get your social kicks, as long as it's not on Route 66.
Even if we just made you laugh. And even if you're laughing at us,
I love it when you laugh at me. Rob, that was not funny.
No, kidding. Sorry.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. For they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.